USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Arizona Senator John McCain passed away last night after the 81-year-old chose to stop treatment for an inoperable brain tumor. Today, colleagues are remembering him as plans are made for mourners to gather. On ABC's This Week, fellow Republican and Arizona Senator Jeff Flake shared some of the most important lessons the senior senator taught him during his tenure.
Oh, to forgive. People talk about he had a temper, it was passionate, that's certainly the case. But he would quickly forgive and move on.
Condolences from both sides of the political aisle pour in following the senator's death. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal is among Democrats in the Senate mourning the death of their colleague.
He rarely sought to avoid controversy. He was always willing to stand up and fight. I hope he has now the peace that he so richly deserves.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Colleagues are remembering Senator John McCain as a war hero and a dedicated servant to officers and veterans. On ABC's This Week, retired General David Petraeus praised McCain's unwavering support to the soldiers fighting terrorism. The general recalled how the three amigos, McCain and his friends Senator Lindsey Graham and Senator Joe Lieberman, would visit troops annually on Independence Day.
He and the other members of the three amigos were out there with us every 4th of July. I was there in seven of those 10 4th of Julys, and I think he was there for all of them.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is fully behind her fellow Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer in naming the Russell Senate Office Building in McCain's memory.
It would be a great tribute, because then for decades to come, everyone who came to Washington would know of the very special place that John McCain held.
McCain will lie in state in the Arizona Capitol and the U.S. Capitol, followed by a full-dress funeral at Washington's National Cathedral. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Pope Francis met with two representatives from the Coalition of Mother and Baby Home Survivors, apologizing for the injustices that occurred in the homes. Supervisor Paul Redmond was one of them.
He took an interest in what we were saying. He seemed genuinely to want to listen. He didn't really seem to have a deep understanding of what happened in Ireland in terms of institutional abuse. And I took a few minutes to explain to him that while the rest of the world closed down institutions from 1900, the Catholic Church kept them going in Ireland into the 80s and 90s, and he was quite shocked by that.
The Pope is due to return to Rome on Sunday evening, ending his 36-hour stop in Ireland. A former Trump Tower doorman says he's been released from a contract with American Media, Inc., the company that publishes the National Enquirer. With more on that, here's USA's Wendy King.
Dino Sajudin can now discuss claims about President Trump that he had been prohibited from revealing. This represents another legal setback for the president, who has endured several of them this week alone. The former Trump Tower doorman has received $30,000 during the presidential race in exchange for his silence about what he says he knows of an alleged affair that the president had years ago with his former housekeeper. The doorman claims that his relationship with her produced a child. America Media Inc. CEO David Pecker has been given immunity by federal prosecutors looking into former Trump attorney Michael Cohen's allegations that candidate Trump directed him to violate federal law.